Welcome to Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles, for the game between the New York Mets and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting second. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting third. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting fifth. The catcher, Hawk Taylor. Batting sixth. The left fielder, George Altman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Amado Samuel. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rod Cannell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Galen Cisco. Pitching for the New York Mets, Galen Cisco. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Maury Wills. Batting second. The third baseman, Darryl Griffith. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Davis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Frank Howard. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Nate Oliver. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sandy Koufax. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Sandy Koufax. And now, play ball. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wills fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hunt hits a pop-up towards first. Fairly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Wills hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Darryl Griffith is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Griffith bunts towards the mound. Cisco fields it and throws to first for the out. Wills moves to second. 1 out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Cisco spins, and has Wills trapped. He throws to Cannell, who tags Wills for the out. 2 outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Davis. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Davis steals second. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fairley takes first base on ball 4. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Howard hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Christopher hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Taylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Altman strikes out. 2 outs. Amado Samuel, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Samuel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. John Roseboro, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Rosboro takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rosboro moves to third. Nate Oliver is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Samuel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Rosboro scores. 2 outs. It's 1-0, Dodgers. Sandy Koufax is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Koufax strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cannell strikes out. 1 out. Galen Cisco is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cisco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Oliver scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hickman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Wills is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Samuel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Darryl Griffith batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Griffith is 0 for 0 in the game. Griffith hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Dodgers. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fairley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cannell fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Samuel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Oliver scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Hunt reaches second base with a double. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 1 in the game. Christopher hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Hunt moves to third. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a pop-up towards short. Will settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. John Rosboro batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Rosboro is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rosboro hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Samuel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nate Oliver is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cannell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Amado Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Samuel is 0-for-1 in the game. Samuel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cannell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cannell hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Galen Sisco is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Sisco is 0-for-1 in the game. Sisco bunts in front of the plate. Roseboro fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Sandy Koufax is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koufax is 0-for-1 in the game. Koufax hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Wills is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sisco fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darryl Griffith is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Griffith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Griffith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sisco fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hickman strikes out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Oliver scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hunt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Taylor and he is out, Samuel applying the tag. One out. Ron Fairley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fairley takes first base on ball 4. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cannell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Christopher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Christopher hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a line drive into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Altman is 0-for-2 in the game. Altman hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. John Roseborough is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Roseborough is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Roseborough hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crane Poole scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Roseborough for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Nate Oliver is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sandy Koufax is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Koufax is 0-for-2 in the game. Koufax hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cannell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Gilliam now playing third base. Amado Samuel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Samuel is 0-for-2 in the game. Samuel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Cannell is 0-for-2 in the game. Cannell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Samuel moves to second. Roy McMillan pinch hits for Galen Cisco. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McMillan strikes out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hickman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wills fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Willard Hunter now pitching. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Wills is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Samuel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Gilliam hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Christopher fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Christopher. Gilliam scores. Davis moves to third. It's 4-0, Dodgers. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Fairley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davis scores. It's 5-0, Dodgers. Bill Wakefield now pitching. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Howard is 0-for-3 in the game. Howard strikes out. 2 outs. John Roseborough is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Roseborough is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Roseborough hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Fairley moves to second. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Davis strikes out. Taylor drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Davis out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wes Parker now playing right field. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cranepool is 0 for 3 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Parker. Cranepool reaches second base with a double. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hunt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hunt hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fairley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Christopher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Christopher strikes out. Two outs. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Taylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Los Angeles Dodgers, 5, and New York Mets, 0. Goodbye from Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles.